everyone. I'm Melissa, and this is Veronica. Welcome back.
Wait, stop. Sorry. I looked at you, and I really shouldn't have done that. Because when you're introing me, I shouldn't go...
This week, we want to focus on the second reading.
It's from the first letter to the Corinthians. In it, St. Paul talks about the charisms of the Holy Spirit, which... Melissa, what are charisms?
Basically, they're gifts of the Holy Spirit. And St. Paul talks about how there are many different charisms, there's still one Spirit. Just think about the saints. A lot of them had many different gifts, but they all use their different gifts to build up the one church.
Like St. Padre Pio. Mm-hmm. He read hearts and bilocated. That's pretty big gifts.
Yeah, definitely. And I think Mother Angelica is a really good example, even though she isn't canonized. She had great faith in Providence, and her wisdom and knowledge really shone through her teachings on the Bible.
And we're blessed enough to get to follow in her mission here at EWTN. But I love her quotes. One of them, my favorite one, is the one about faith, how faith is having one foot on the ground, one foot in the air, and that queasy feeling in your stomach. But I think that's what it takes to live the faith, to be brave. Because she had to have that queasy feeling in her stomach when she started her TV network.
It's really cool to think about that the same Spirit that resided in her, in Padre Pio, and all the other saints, is in us today. So that's what we challenge you to think about this week, to reflect on what charisms you may have. And if one doesn't stick out to you, ask God to reveal that to you. You might find out that you have multiple charisms.
True. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.